We really missed out this year now on racing and last year as well. Like, so it's great to be actually able to have races again on the road, even though the numbers are limited down. Most competitive runners now have struggled because of lack of races, and obviously you use races coming up as motivation. You're training for something then and you have something solid in place. Because there haven't been anything there for a long time, it's hard to do that. I think now we have a good Wexford Athletic have a good road series coming up now in the next 2 months, and I think most people will get focused again, and hopefully those who haven't joined back up in the Athletic clubs will see now that the racing events are coming back online and will join up again.
Yeah, so you guys in the county executive there, you sent out notifications about the return of road races for the summer, and as you can imagine, there's plenty of restrictions and guidelines and that kind of stuff in place to make sure that everybody is safe. So just start by telling us, when will racing return here in the county?
We're starting off with the novice road race, which is on Friday the 18th of June. Novice road race is basically anyone who hasn't won a novice road race or anything better than a novice road race is entitled to run in that, as long as they're members of Wexford Athletic, of course. That'll be the first race on then, followed closely by, on the following Friday, the 25th of June, the intermediate road race is going to be on. And then a bit of a break then for the senior, which is on Friday the 16th of July. And then another bit of a break until Friday the 6th of August, the Masters road race will be on then. So we have a good line-up there. And then we have, of course, track will be coming up in August as well, and throw events then, because it's not all about running with athletics. It covers a variety of different sports, which is all under the one umbrella. So we hope to have all that back up and running now, and looking forward to it.
And just explain to us, why is the track and field that'll be coming back there the 18th and 25th of August? So why the long wait for those?
Because of the numbers, it's easy enough holding the event on the road. For the novice event, the men will probably be up around 70 in the race. We'll be running two different races on the night, so the women will be up first, and there'll probably be about 60 women competitors in it. Once we have them, their race run, and they're cleared off, the men will be invited in just after that, and then we'll have the men's race then. It's a bit easier, but when the track, it's a bit harder on the track, because there'll be bigger numbers sort of hanging around doing multi-events and stuff like that. It's a bit harder, it's a numbers game really, you know.
I know, I can understand that. And listen, there will be a couple of restrictions and guidelines, as I mentioned there. So what kind of rules are we looking at if you want to get involved, say, in the novice race coming up soon?
What we're doing this year is we're going to do an online entry. So it'll be up to the club secretaries will be getting a lot of work this year. So the club secretaries are going to get their numbers out of their clubs, get their order details, and they will pass them on to us in the county, and we will register the people. Then on the day of the race, rather than have everybody coming up to us, the club will have to designate one person, which is either the secretary or somebody else, and they will come up and they will take the envelope for their club, and they will pay the fees, have their COVID forms filled out, and for each individual in it, and they will do all that work and bring it back to the clubs there, because we'll be keeping all the clubs will be staying in their own pods onto the start of the race. At the start of the race, we'll be called in and about 5 minutes beforehand, so we'll have everyone in around the finish area social distancing and wear a mask. At the start of the race then, we'll just call them in. As they arrive at the line, the race will start, and after about 100 yards they'll be able to take off their mask. After that then, once they finish the race, as soon as they recover, they'll move out the area to make sure there's no groups forming up out of the bubbles, you know.
So it'll be a little strange, I suppose, people getting back out to do the race. You will have to wear the mask for the first little bit, and then, as you say, there after about 100 metres, you can actually take it off again. Isn't that right?
Yeah, after 100 metres, you'll be talking about the different levels of ability within. We'll start spreading out a good bit then. You won't have big groups racing around each other. I mean, there'll be small groups in the front, and then as you go back along, maybe 4 or 5 might be in around 10 or 15 yards within each other, but by the time they finish the 6K in the men's and the 4K in the women, it will be all well spread out. Yeah.
There's been plenty of people getting involved in some brilliant initiatives, mostly for charity and mostly just to get that social element back. A lot of those events have been based around athletics. I know your own assistant, Jesse O'Connor, he was on the show there at the start of the year. He's doing some marathons there every weekend for the year. So it's great to see that these events are being centred around athletics. And, you know, these get people more involved, and especially with an Olympic year coming up, interest in athletics has never been higher.
Believe it or not, athletics is, or running in particular, is a top sport in the country. Now, it doesn't reflect within athletic clubs and stuff as much, but there's over 500,000 people running every week. Most people are just doing it for their own pleasure, keeping fit and healthy. I don't think it's ever been as big. Now, obviously, the lads are always looking forward to Martins and all that, and people, maybe when they're finished their soccer or their GAA career or rugby, whatever, they'd like to have a challenge set out for themselves in the next goal, and they do come, and some tend to join the running clubs then, and we'd help them prepare and get ready for Martins and long challenges like that. But over the lockdown, I've noticed in particular, there seem to be a lot of younger people out in, you know, in their 20s, and they seem to be more active this time. And of course, we're always trying to recruit, and we'd love this age group to actually get more involved in athletics, because athletics is very strong underage, but coming up into their 20s, they seem to fall away, then come back when they're 30s and, you know, 35 or so like that. But we're always trying to fill that gap in their 20s, and because people in their 20s would be, especially in distance running, would be very competitive, and, you know, we would like to see them come and join the clubs. I mean, we have lots of clubs here in Wexford, 17 clubs here in County Wexford, and we're always looking for people to come. Now, we want people to come and race for us, of course, but we'll take people who don't want to race, or maybe you're a bit nervous about racing but want to come and get fit, because it's all about teams and, you know, groups of people meeting up with similar ability and getting out there and enjoying their runs and stuff. And of course, you know, like everything else, when you get involved in it, you get to know the people who are in around your own ability, and you won't be going to the Olympics, but you'll be racing them people and you'll be having fun with them people. And, you know, bragging rights is a big thing in athletics, you know.
It certainly is. And listen, you can only start at the very start there and hopefully work your way up. So the best place to start is that Novice Road Race. That's on Friday the 18th of June. So just remind us, if somebody wants to get involved there, how can they register for that one?
Well, they have to be a member of Wexford Athletic. So what they need to do, if they're not already a member of the Athletic Club, and if they are a member of the Athletic Club, they'll be informed by their clubs. But if they're interested and they're looking for a club, it depends on what area, what club you join. But if you go onto Wexford Athletic Facebook page, and you can send in an inquiry there and tell them what area you're in, and they will connect you up with the club. Have a look around you. Most people know their local runners. You see us out there because we train 6 days a week. Everyone knows some runner. So go and talk to that runner. Call him over and ask him. Say, tell him you're interested in joining the club. Tell him what you want to do, and he'll tell you. He'll introduce you into the club. And once you're into the club, then the variance from, you know, the top in the county, just the fun runners in the clubs, and they're in all the clubs there, and they'll match you up with a similar group, similar ability, and the goal, of course, for most people would be to work their way up through them as they get better and get longer in the running and stuff. They'll meet new friends, and, you know, they'll be getting telephone calls, come on, I need you to go for a run on Saturday morning there, we do 10 miles and stuff. It's habit forming, and it's really good, really good.
And listen, hopefully we will be able to see some spectators at these events again. You don't want any at the minute, because you want to get as many people as you can involved in the races. And do we have any sort of suggestions about when we will be able to see spectators back at races like these?
Not at the moment. We have regular meetings in the county, and of course we get a lot of mails down and back and forward and all that, but it's still sorting itself out. But we're hoping maybe into August there that things might be back to normal. The vaccine seems to be taken hold now, and people seem to be getting more confidence in the government, and that we are going to be able to go open up a good bit. And I'm hoping the end of July, maybe especially on track and field, is the amount of children that we have taken part, and the numbers are so vast. 100 people, 100 athletes being allowed in is no good. Like we need maybe 300-400 athletes to be allowed into the athletic track here in Enniscorthy. When we get to them numbers, we'll definitely be kicking off with that and getting all them kids back in training again.